times I waited patiently for you. Now you do just what you choose to do, and I will be alone again tonight, it's true.
Hi, this is Marty Wilson Piper, and you are listening to Viva La Mock.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, all right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you would find. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you would find.
Ooh, I really had to move. That's why.
I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keeping old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got to my old draft board, honey, this is what I said.
Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet all flat and my asthma's are getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school and I'm a-working in a defense plant.
I got a dislocated disc and a ragdoll back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits. And I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes. I can't touch my toes. I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy come close to me, I'll probably start to sneeze.
Sarge, I'm only 18. I got a ruptured spleen and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat and my feet all flat. And my asthma's are getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school and I'm a-working in a defense plant.
Don't like Osama bin Laden and I hope he's downtrodden, but one thing you gotta see,
That someone's gotta go over there, and that someone isn't me.
So I wish you well,
Sarge, give him hell.
Yeah, kill me a thousand or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gold, I'll be the first to go.
Sod, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, and my feet all flat, and my asthma's are getting worse. Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plant.
Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen and always carry a purse.
I got eyes like a bat, my feet all flat, and my asthma's are getting worse.
Oh, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plant.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including smart speakers and slbradio.org/radio. Today, lots of guests: Ginger Underwood and Joshua Smith of Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh will be on hand at 7:20 to talk about the Black Female Leadership Development Institute, now accepting applications from 9th through 12th grade girls. At 7:50, Deb Cook is going to preview a concert featuring Kelly Zollo at Glitterstye in Millvale. At 8:20, Kate McGrady from ArtSmiths of Pittsburgh will talk about today's Carnegie Arts Walk, which takes place from noon until 6. The Pittsburgh Savoyards preview the importance of being earnest. At 8:35, between 10 and 11 o'clock, we have an episode of our Remaking Tomorrow podcast, plus a flashback to 2017, featuring young guitarists from the Center for Young Musicians. At 11 o'clock, Luna live music and conversation with the indie folk singer-songwriter. All that, plus a pop quiz coming up in just a moment, other puzzles and games and great music all morning long. Thank you for meeting us right here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love, yeah. I've got a song that I sing, and I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Oh, life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold a string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love.
Kenny Washington. And we got started this morning with an old Phil Oakes song. I guess they are all old. But a good one just the same, Disappear Fear. Welcome this morning. What a busy week we had. Is it just us, or do things start to seem to be getting a little more back to normal? Our Radcast project had nearly 20 teens here on Tuesday last week working on stories about the regional asset district. They're getting out to cover various cultural and educational organizations, and they are from all different high schools. We also were at Woodland Hills daily as part of the Woodland Hills School District Opportunity Camp. Speaking of camps, we have been working at Camp Fun for shadow student athletes. In all cases, by the way, bringing digital audio recorders, microphones, mixers, and most of all, caring staff to these locations. We also have our Youth Media Center open for students from youth places as they begin to explore audio. And as if that was not enough, we opened up our summer boost services to Pittsburgh Public School students in a summertime relationship that is now in its 12th or 13th year. I would have to look that up. All I know is we've been doing it ever since it began, and it's been our pleasure. This year at Pittsburgh Langley, Pittsburgh Obama, Pittsburgh Arlington, and for the first time ever, Oliver Citywide Academy. Our staff has really done a terrific job, and there's more coming too, as we amplify voices of youth and other people whose voices often go unheard. Here's hoping you had a good week. And here's thanking you for meeting us here. How about we give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge? We'll do so with this morning's pop quiz. And today's is a little less open-ended than usual. Here are seven letters. E-I-N-R-U-S-S. E-I-N-R-U-S-S. Believe it or not, you can take these seven letters and rearrange them and use all seven of them to form two different seven-letter words. And our challenge to you is to see if you can come up with those two different words. Think you can? Have you already? Well, share your answer with us. Call us. We're here live, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-7234. Here are those seven letters again, E-I-N-R-U-S-S. I alphabetized them, but they happen to form Ein Russ, if you speak German. E-I-N-R-U-S-S. As Russ in North Carolina pointed out in an email, there is only one Russ, and that's what that works out to be. But there are two seven-letter words, English words, that you can form from those letters. Good luck. Tom got one of the two words, as did Dorothy. Dan got them both. 412-200-5975. Let's hear from you. That's our pop quiz this morning on the Saturday Light Brigade.
Summertime, ice cold beer and warm sunshine, hanging out with those old friends of mine. Pop a cold one, fire up the grill, grab your guitar and just sit still. It's too hot to move, it's summertime. Watermelon, swimming pool, bathe beauties, try and stay cool. Sweet memories of summer's gone. Take your baby down to the park, watch some baseball after dark. Remember that first kiss, ooh, what a spark. Going fishing early morning, till the hot sun drives us home. Lay round in the shade till evening comes. Cold snow cones, summer rain, sweet tea and lemonade. Lying on the beach with your toes in the sand. So glad it's summertime.
Well, it's cold outside and there's a terrible storm. I'm in here where it's nice and warm. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my foot pajamas. I got good tunes pumping on the radio, and my big brother saying, go man go. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. I'm gonna do a two-step, a tap dance, a tango, jitterbug, hip-hop, cha-cha, zydeco, a hula, a hora, a gallop, and a go-go. I'm gonna dance a mambo, disco, flamenco, breakdance, bunny hop, ballet, bolero, a reel, a rumba, the polka, and the pogo. Chicken dance, alley cat, hokey-pokey, limbo. I'm gonna do every single dance I know. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen in my footy pajamas. Yeah, nothing is better when you're stuck indoors than a hip shake shimmy right across the floor. Flannel is fine. I got tiger stripes on mine. Dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen, in my footy pajamas. Tell your sister, your brother, your mom, and your dad, put on your PJs and dance like mad. Dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen,
dancing in the kitchen, in my footy pajamas. Dancing in the kitchen, in my footy pajamas.
That's the artist known as Keith Munslow at the Saturday Light Brigade. Dancing in the kitchen, and Patrick Solvest, so glad it's summertime before him. How are you doing with this morning's pop quiz? We gave you E-I-N-R-U-S-S, E-I-N-R-U-S-S, and challenge you to rearrange those letters into two different dictionary words. Stu just wrote to us. He got them both. Stu is in McCandless. Ross got them both in North Carolina. Zach got one of the two words but could not get the second. I'll give you the same hint I gave him. One of the two words is a plural. Or not really a plural, but a verb ending in S. I should have specified it that way, T-Zach. It's a verb ending in S, not a plural. Tom came up with one of the two in McCandless. Hello to Tommy as well. Good morning to Dorothy. She came up with one of the two also. Folks are having the most trouble with the second one, a verb ending in the letter S, but not Dan in Squirrel Hill. He came up with both. Well done. And Tommy in Virginia, good morning to you. He came up with both. As did Linda in Collier, listening with Fred. And Jim in Crafton Heights came up with both as well. As did Sue in South Park, and Gary, who is in Oregon. Jeffrey in Squirrel Hill got the correct answer, and so did Chad in the North Hills. Most everybody taking a guess came up with sunrise. That's one of the two words. Sunrise. And one brigadier thought unrises could be another one. Who was it who said that? I had your note and I lost it, but I got a kick out of one person who thought that unrises made a lot of sense. And it could. Oh, that was Mark who said that. The other word we were looking for, insures. I-N-S-U-R-E-S. Insures. So sunrise or insures. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you solved our pop quiz puzzle this morning. Insures. The second word, another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our Hysteriddle.
Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila, oh, the day they met. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila, no one will forget. Harvey's a CPA, he works for IBM. He went to MIT and got his PhD. Sheila's a girl I know at BBDNO. She works the PBX and makes out the checks. Then came one great day when Harvey took the elevator. Sheila got in two floors later. Soon they both felt they were falling. Everyone heard Sheila calling, ring the bell, but they fell. Harv and Sheila fell in love. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila chose a wedding ring. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila married in the spring. She shopped at A&P, he bought a used MG. They sat and watched TV on their RCA. Borrowed from HFC, bought some AT&T, and on election day worked for JFK. Then they went and got a charger plate from R.H. Macy, bought a lay at Pink and Lacey. Then they had twin baby girls, both with dimples, both with curls, one named B, one named K. Soon they joined the PTA. Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila moved to West LA.
Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila flew TWA.
They bought a house one day financed by FHA. It had a swimming pool full of H2O. Traded their used MG for a new XKE. Switched to the GOP, that's the way things go. Oh, that Harvey, he was really smart. He used his noodle. Sheila bought a white French poodle. Went to Europe with a visa. Harvey's rich, they say that he's a VIP. This could be only in the USA.
Hasn't aged that badly at all. That's Alan Sherman from the 1960s and Harvey and Sheila. Good morning to Cal. It's good to have you playing along today on Facebook, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations with streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Summertime and the living ain't bad. Plenty fish and the garden's
alive.
Dad's rich and your mama's good looking.
So baby, don't you cry, don't cry. Oh, one of these mornings, you're gonna see. Spread your pretty little wings, take to the sky. Until that morn, ain't nothing gonna harm you. Daddy's standing by, Mama too standing by. In the summertime, living mighty easy too. The fish are jumping, yes indeed. The fish are jumping and the cotton's high. Your daddy's rich and your mama looks good. Hush, my baby, don't you cry. Hush, my little baby, don't you cry.
Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our Historiddle is coming up in just a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Lots of calls coming in and people interacting today. Thank you for being along with us. I hope you'll consider interacting in any way you choose. Always good to hear from so many folks. Our solar concert series got underway this past Thursday. A great time with Miss Freddie and the Home Cooking Band. And coming up this Thursday, our pleasure to present Liz McBride. Thursday, July 14th at 12:15. Great singer and songwriter Liz McBride joins us. Our solar concert series is a collaboration brought to you by SLB Radio, the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Nova Place, and powered by Zero Fossil.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
He was born in Chicago on July 9th, 1976, and is best known from the TV scene, although his last name makes him sound like a monster. He's better known for portraying Kevin Arnold as a boy and a teen in an award-winning show that ran for 6 seasons and was deemed by critics to be super, that also featured his brother, sister, and parents and friends Paul Pfeiffer and Gwendolyn Cooper. 412-200-5975. That is this morning's Historiddle, which I shall repeat for you in just a moment. 412-200-5975 to solve it. Once again, he was born in Chicago on July 9th, 1976, and is best known from the TV scene, although his last name makes him sound like a monster. He's best known for portraying Kevin Arnold as a boy and a teen in an award-winning show that ran for 6 seasons and was deemed by critics to be super, but also featured his brother, sister, and parents, and friends Paul Pfeiffer and Gwendolyn Cooper. 412-200-5975. Do you know the correct answer? If so, why not share it with us? Ricky and I are both standing by to take your call on or off the air. Zach just got the correct answer. Well done, Zach, and Rich in Freeport also has the correct answer. So does Jim in Black Ridge, and Russ in North Carolina, and Tommy in Virginia. How about you? 412-200-5975. Linda got it. We'll share the answer with you and maybe a hint or two coming up. Right now, here is the group that continues to take the nation by storm from Pittsburgh. It's Buffalo Rose.
Ever again, the morning creeps across your shoulders. Through the frosted window pane, the sun grows bolder. Your hair flows down your pillow, you're still sleeping. I think I'll waken up, hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning. Dreaming, you're dreaming of the good times and you're smiling. Think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the
We'll camp a little while in the wilderness, in the wilderness, in the wilderness. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness, and then I'm a-going home, and then I'm a-going home, and then I'm a-going home. We're all making radio ready, and then I'm a-going home. Oh, fathers, are you ready? Ready, oh, ready. Oh, fathers, are you ready? And then I'm a-going home. And then I'm a-going home. And then I'm a-going home. We're all making radio ready. And then I'm a-going home. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness. In the wilderness, in the wilderness. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness. And then I'm a-going home. And then I'm a-going home. And then I'm a-going home. We're all making radio ready, and then I'm a-going home. Oh, mothers, are you ready? Ready, oh, ready. Oh, mothers, are you ready? And then I'm a-going home. And then I'm a-going home. And then I'm a-going home. We're all making radio ready. And then I'm a-going home. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness. In the wilderness, in the wilderness. We'll camp a little while in the wilderness. And then I'm a-going home. And then I'm a-going home. And then I'm a-going home. We're all making ready. Oh, ready, and then I'm a-going home.
Sheila K. Adams, former guest on the Saturday Light Brigade in Buffalo. Rose before that, along with Tom Paxton. Good morning to Ben. You are playing along on Facebook, and we appreciate that. Zach got the correct answer to our hysteriddle. So did Bob, listening in Freedom, Pennsylvania this morning. Marge and Brookline came up with the correct answer. So did Linda in Collier. And Rich in Freeport. Jim in Blackridge. Russ. Ein Russ in North Carolina. Tommy in Virginia as well. We'll give the hysteriddle to you one more time. He was born in Chicago on July 9th, 1976, and is best known from the TV scene, although his last name makes him sound like a monster. You are familiar with him for portraying Kevin Arnold as a boy and a teen in an award-winning show that ran for six seasons and was deemed by critics to be super, that also featured his brother, sister, and parents, and friends Paul Pfeiffer and Gwendolyn Cooper. better known as Winnie Cooper, 412-200-5975. Well, did you come up with the correct answer? We're going to give you a chance to find out right now because Bruce has joined us. Bruce is usually up at this hour, wide awake.
I am.
You easily. Are. There you are.
The pop quiz is too hard for me today.
Yeah, unscrambling those words into sunrise. And insurers, sunrise and insurers. Somebody thought, Mark thought it could be unrises, which he says unrises. The sun does every night. The sun unrises. Hmm. And it got me into thinking, Ricky and I have a number of words like unrises, like de-thaw. When you take something out of the freezer to eventually de-thaw it.
Which you know what that reminds me of?
Hmm.
That reminds me of George Orwell's Newspeak.
Oh, yes, it does.
So instead of like good, better, and best, it's good, double good, you know.
Yeah, and triple good.
Triple good. You know, they were basically stripping down the language.
Do you remember?
So removing a lot of words.
In the good old days of non-infinite product choices, you had Sears Roebuck and Company, which simply, you know, let you choose between good, better, and best. They would advertise that way. You know, you could buy paint that was either good or the variety that was better, the variety that was best, and you just chose among them. Probably getting most people to buy the one in the middle, which had the highest profit margin, I would imagine. Or maybe the one at the called best.
And then they put it on that thing and shook it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The paint
shaking machine.
You don't want to be around one of those if it has a leak. But yes.
I don't know if they do. Do they do that still? I don't know.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Absolutely. Well, Sears doesn't. Sears doesn't do much of anything. But if you go into Lowe's Depot or Home Mart or any of those stores. They still do it, but there's a big secondary containment system that the can goes into, so it's shaken within that system. So if it leaks, all the leaks get contained in the system. You have to imagine the accident that led to that innovation.
Do you remember the Simpsons when Bart Simpson put the beer can on that machine?
I do not.
Oh, it was great. He put the beer can. He was playing a practical joke on Homer, and he took the beer can down to the hardware store, and they put it on the machine, and they put it in the refrigerator, and the beer can was so shaken up that it was, like, throbbing. And Homer wouldn't drink it, so he turned the heat up, and all Homer's record albums melted. And he's like, boy, I'm really thirsty. Oh, yeah, you have to watch the YouTube of it. It's a riot.
Sounds funny. Mike and Mars just got the correct answer. Who is it that we were looking for?
Oh, it's Fred Savage.
Fred Savage, indeed, who played Kevin Arnold on the show The Wonder Years, which really was a big hit back in the day. The coming-of-age story for him, watching his sister kind of become a hippie. I think his brother ended up going to Vietnam.
Yeah, his sister, wasn't it Olivia Diabo who played his sister? Is that right?
That
was Beverly Diabo.
That I would have to look up, and I'll do that as we're talking here. You're probably correct.
And I remember his brother, like him and his brother was kind of a bully to him and Paul.
Very much, yeah. It was Olivia Diabo, you're right.
And they called his brother, his name was Wayne, they called him the Wayner.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin Arnold, his dad worked at Norcom, a defense contractor. And Winnie Cooper was the crush. You remember Winnie Cooper.
Yeah, she went on in real life she went to an Ivy League school, I think, and became a scientist. Is that right?
The actress who played her. That I didn't know. And the character Wayne ended up losing his life in the Vietnam War as part of a final episode. There's a reboot of that show that Ricky and I watched a few episodes of that takes place at the same time period, except the family is black, and it has a lot of civil rights overtures. It's interesting. We started to watch it, but the channel it was on just had too many commercials. We could not stand. I mean, like 3 or 4 minutes of commercials at every break, so we gave up. But it looked like a neat show.
I remember it. Well, Wonder Years was good, and the guy who played his dad was really good, too.
Yeah, he was. He was good at playing the dad who goes to work because that's what you do. Probably
like
didn't
Ward,
really.
Like Ward Cleaver.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, Ward seemed happier. I'm looking up Danica McKellar, who played Winnie. She still looks like Winnie. It looks like she's still acting. Oh, she wrote 6 books about math.
About math.
About mathematics. So apparently, yeah, she is an education advocate. And continues to act, though, too. Interesting.
Who played his dad? Dan?
Oh, let's see. I was going to say Tom Arnold, but that would be the wrong. Dan Lauria, Lauria.
I don't know if you remember, there was a show on TV where there was a guy from Pittsburgh who is a comedian. Who owned in the TV show? He owned a bar in Pittsburgh, and it was set in Pittsburgh. And Dan played his father, who was the owner of the bar,
Sullivan and Son.
Right. It was a really funny show. I thought the show was pretty funny. I can't remember who the comedian was.
Yeah, I can't think of who it would be either. But that it was a very short-lived show, probably. Because you thought it was funny. That's what happens to me.
It probably was. I have that effect on TV.
Well, thank you for checking in.
That's a great day, guys.
I don't want you to have an effect on radio. No, I'm looking to see the comedian. I don't see his name here. Steve Byrne is
Steve
Sullivan.
Byrne, that's who it was.
Okay, there it is.
Steve Byrne. He was the comedian who was the star of the show.
It lasted for a scant 20 months, according to Wikipedia.
Hey, it lasted way longer than cavemen.
Yeah. Thanks, Bruce. Take it
easy. Thank you, Dr. Lee. Bye-bye.
And congratulations to you if you came up with Fred Savage of the Wonder Years. That's who we were looking for. And it looks like Kel also came up with the correct answer. Well done. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Thank you for playing along with us today. We're having a great deal of fun on this morning's Saturday Light Brigade. See if you can play along with this song, a puzzle in every verse.
If your lover won't come over, and when you call, they're about as warm as an ice cube, and your deck of cards is lost, and it's raining, and there's nothing good on the boot tube, here's a game you play alone, and you never have to leave the warmth of your armchair. It's your job to try and figure out which word in each grouping doesn't belong there.
Harpo, Ringo, Zorro, Julio, Zeppo, Chico, Stucco, Mario, Groucho.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Pet World, Uranus, Pluto.
One pair, two pair, mayonnaise, three of a kind, straight. Full house, four of a kind, straight fly.
Car theft, robbery, mugging, burglary, romance, hijack, arson, larceny, hairbrush. Alpha, beta, gamma, epsilon, delta, zeta, theta, Dracula, sigma.
Aries, Virgo, Leo, Gemini, Cancer, Taurus, Nissan, Capricorn, Libra.
Monet, Manet, Van Gogh, Salvador, Dali, Sneezy, Cezanne, Delacroix, Renoir.
Earthquake, typhoon, mudslide, hurricane, romance, blizzard, firestorm, tidal wave, nut bar.
Sister, brother, father, son-in-law, uncle, cousin, nephew, W, daughter.
Whiskey, vodka, champagne, creme de menthe, brandy, ouzo, Pernod, Muscatel, water.
Southeast, northwest, northeast, north by northwest, due north, due east, Drew Barrymore, due south.
Headache, earache, heartburn, stomach flu, romance, toothache, sore throat, muscle ache, big mouth.
Freon, neon, xenon, Oregon.
Orlon, Al-Anon.
Phone ring, earring, gold ring, slobber ring.
Hardee's, Wendy's, Rabies, Burger King. Toaster, freezer, washer, opener, blender, mixer, anger, vegetable steamer.
Hip bone, heel bone, tailbone, fibula, cheekbone, jawbone, trombone, scapula, femur.
Desk lamp, lantern, flashlight, photo flood, headlight, dome light, nightlight, cellulite, sun lamp.
Puzzler, baffler, cipher, cryptogram, romance, riddle, mystery, question mark, off ramp.
Puzzler, baffler, cipher, cryptogram, romance, riddle, mystery, question mark, off-ram.
Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations, streaming services, and smart speakers everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Care for me no more.
I still feel what I feel. I still love what I love. I still want what I want. I don't understand. Oh, darling, why don't you care for me no more? Oh, darling.
Dale Ann Bradley, along with Tina Adair at the Saturday Light Brigade, and the song called Oh Darlin'. Get ready. We have our crossword puzzle of the air. Coming up in just a moment, does the name Alan O'Day mean anything to you? I was taking a look at some things that happened on today's date in history. And Alan O'Day penned the song that was number one on today's date in 1977. He went on to write a hit for Helen Reddy called Angie Baby.